This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast. Thursday.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. God accepting me. And that reads, God accepting you. We're at part 22. And today, we go to the beginning of the book of Galatians, Paul's letter to the church in Galatia, the first chapter. And I'm going to look at verses 6 through 9. Paul says this, I am shocked that you are turning away so soon from God, who called you to himself through the loving mercy of Christ. You are following a different way that pretends to be the good news, but is not the good news at all. You are being fooled by those who deliberately twist the truth concerning Christ. Let God's curse fall on anyone, including us, or even an angel from heaven, who preaches a different kind of good news than the one we preach to you. I say again, what we have said before, if anyone preaches any other good news than the one you welcomed, let that person be cursed. Today, in the day and age that we live, it's so difficult. So difficult. There are very, very many preachers right across the world that preach the good news of the gospel. But then there are those who twist it slightly to make it more acceptable, to make it more palatable. It's almost as though the people who are preaching, the pastors, the leadership of the churches, they think to themselves, if we preach this, we're not going to get anyone into our churches. And if we don't get anyone into our churches, we're not going to be able to survive because we won't financially be able to. And then perhaps there's a scenario in a church somewhere where there is a very rich person who sits in the same pew each and every Sunday. And he says to the leadership of the church, I don't accept some of the things you're saying. This is what we need to be saying. And the leadership listen. And the message, the gospel, is compromised. And no one wants to say anything because they can't afford to lose that person who sits in that pew because they give so much to the church. I'm going to say this now, and radical it may be, but it's not about money. It's not about finance. It's about the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent and you will be saved. Repent of your sins and you will be saved, says the word. It's not about the law. It's not about the Mosaic law, if you will. It is about grace. It is about the gospel. It is about our Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus was walking through the towns and the villages, he brought the good news that he was the Son of God, that he was God's Son. And as if to prove it, he began to do incredible miracles. He began to heal the sick, even on the Sabbath. Shock, horror, stands back in amazement. You see, they weren't allowed to work. The Jewish people were not allowed to work on the Sabbath. It was law. And Jesus changed that. He came to change it because he was talking about his father's business. He was about his father's business all the time. And Paul knew this. For Paul, on one of his missionary adventures, if you will, went to Galatia, and he established churches in Galatia. And he brought them the good news. He brought them the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Galatians, for some reason, and I can only imagine it was due to manipulation, but the whole gospel was changed. He says it very clearly. Paul says, I was shocked. I am shocked that you are turning away so soon from God who called you to himself through the loving mercy of Christ. You are following a different way that pretends to be the good news, but is not the good news at all. You are being fooled by those who deliberately twist the truth concerning Christ. This is such an important message to us. This for us is such an important message. Well, David, how do I know that you're not twisting the word of God? How do I know that you're not twisting the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? You know it. Because whatever I bring you comes direct from Scripture. I am speaking Scripture to you. I'm reading a passage of Scripture and bringing it to you, opening it up to you so that you can see. I would never try to manipulate, but there are many that would, because the gospel that they bring is palatable. The gospel they bring is a lot easier than the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and the one that has been preached in his word. Are you hearing this? Gosh, this is a difficult word. Paul even says, let God's curse fall on anyone, including us, he says. Including us. So Paul is saying, I should be cursed if I brought the wrong word. Let God's curse fall on anyone, including us, or even an angel from heaven, who preaches a different kind of good news than the one we preach to you. I say again what we have said before, if anyone preaches any other good news than the one you welcomed, that person, let that person be cursed. And then he goes on and says, obviously, I'm not trying to win the approval of people, but of God. If pleasing people were my goal, I would not be Christ's servant. You see, he goes on to say, this isn't about people. This isn't about pleasing people. This is about pleasing Almighty God. This is about bringing a word that sets you free. This is about bringing the gospel that saves you. This is what is important. And this is what I love. It's about the name of Jesus. It's about worshiping Him. It's about keeping our eyes focused on Jesus. Now, this is where it becomes very radical. If we turn our eyes away from Jesus and go to church and don't really concentrate on what is going on, we might not even know that we're in the wrong place. But if we keep our eyes well and truly focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, and we go to a certain church or to a certain meeting, and we hear a message, God is going to help you discern whether that's the gospel or whether it isn't. And that's the beauty. But the only way we're going to know that is by keeping our eyes well and truly focused on Him. And this whole Word of God that I'm bringing you now is titled God Accepting Me. And if God accepts you, and you know that He does, and if God is continually accepting you, even with your foibles, even with the sin in your life and the sin in my life, if God is accepting me continually, even though I sin, then He's going to give you the knowledge, and He's going to give you the sense that you are in the right place or you're in the wrong place. You will discern very, very quickly whether you are hearing the true gospel or whether you are hearing something that is not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is what is so beautiful. And that is why. Because God is accepting us, that we do the right thing and keep our eyes focused on Him. I'm going to pray, and I want you to pray with me. You don't have to copy what I'm saying, but I just need you to say amen if you agree. Heavenly Father, thank you for saving us. Thank you for bringing your word. Father, give us the power of discernment so that we know that the word that we are hearing is coming direct from you and not from man. Show us the way, Lord. If we have any doubt in our minds about the place where we worship, show us the way. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And all the people said,